All right, welcome to CBC Next. And today I'm here with Jim Steinspring, and we're going to talk about jealousy. That's what we talked about, jealousy, envy, yesterday. And but today we're going to focus in on jealousy and see where God led him and his study as we continue this conversation.
Well, in general, jealousy is something that happens in a relationship between two people that's close relationship, and one or the other of them becomes jealous of another person who seems to be more, who seems to be closer to the other person in the relationship than they are. Mm-hmm. And say they feel like they're losing out. Maybe they're losing the relationship that they had with the person. And so what I was thinking about was the relationship between Saul, King Saul, David, and the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. And it goes back for Saul, in his own roots, he was a very humble upbringing, and his family's very humble, but God chose him to be king of Israel. When it came time to anoint him, he hid because of his own insecurity. He didn't feel worthy or want to be king.
Right.
So Samuel had to go find him and bring him back out and anoint him. And along the way, he really got into being king. He really enjoyed it and really got into it, but he started making mistakes.
Right.
And he made several major mistakes that Samuel called him out on, and it embarrassed Saul probably, and caused again more of that sense of insecurity that already was there.
Yeah,
at some point then, because of what he had done, the Lord removed his anointing from him, and an evil spirit came upon him, and David was chosen, who was a musician, to come and play for Saul.
Right,
and when David played for Saul, he was comforted, and the spirit left him, and everything was cool. Mm-hmm. So one day, the Philistines were coming and threatening, and they had the giant Goliath with him. Mm-hmm. And that time, you would have a champion sometimes fight for you, and that way you avoided bloodshed. So both armies would send a champion. The one that won, the other army would surrender. It was kind of like the agreement they had. And Goliath was so huge, and nobody in Israel's army could stand up against him.
Right.
And Saul was in his tent fearful. Mm. He wouldn't come out and fight him, because he knew in his heart, or at least he thought in his heart, he knew what would happen. And he was fearful, and it even says he was kind of trembling. He was scared. And along comes David to bring food to his brothers who were in the army. And David hears Goliath and becomes indignant that somebody could talk to the people of Israel and to their God this way. And so he decided he would go out and represent God, and he does. And he goes out with the weapons he had used as a shepherd, and a sling and some stones, and he kills Goliath. Mm. And he cuts off his head with Goliath's own sword. Mm-hmm. And so the army's victorious. They rout the Philistines. The army's victorious. And they come home to a parade. And as they're coming home to this victory parade, people are singing, Saul has killed his thousands, David has killed his tens of thousands. And Saul just becomes irate. He's jealous. He had this wonderful relationship with the people of Israel, and they looked at him as king, and he had won victories, and he was celebrated. And now all of a sudden, in his mind at least, whether the people intended to be that way or not, David now was getting more acclaim than Saul was.
Right.
And Saul became jealous of David.
Right.
The relationship, it's kind of like the sense of low self-esteem, going with his past, his upbringing and his sense of who he had of himself when he was made king, the mistakes he made as king, and the fear that he had in the tent, and that David saw that fear, and then the army saw that fear.
Right.
And so he has this low self-esteem, and so this begins to work on him. And he becomes jealous because David now is esteemed. In addition to that, he kind of felt possessive of the praise of the people.
Right.
This was his. It should be his. Belonged to him. Now David was getting it. That's what happens in a relationship with jealousy. You want to possess the love or the affection or the attention of the other person. And if they start to give it to someone else under whatever circumstances it might be, totally innocent sometimes, then jealousy can set in because you don't now possess that in your mind.
Yeah.
Somebody else has it.
Absolutely.
And so that sin, it comes again at that point, it is a fear of the relationship being broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny that the person who really wants the relationship can be the one who actually breaks it.
Right.
Because of that fear of loss.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what Saul does. He begins doing things, as you talked about, the poor behavior is the result from that. And you shared that Sunday that's often an outcome.
Right.
That we start doing things we wouldn't normally do. We become more neurotic than we were. All of us have a little bit of neurosis. Just common human. Become excessively neurotic and start doing things. And so Saul wants to kill David. He just doesn't threaten to kill him. He wants to kill him. He hunts him down, and he involves other people who might otherwise be innocent to go hunt with him. And so he drags other people into his neurosis, and they could become guilty. Right. They're at least guilty of searching for David. Sure. They could have been guilty of David's death.
Right.
And he had already been anointed king of Israel. That would have been huge.
Big deal. Yeah, absolutely.
That would have been huge. And so it's that snowball effect.
Right.
And then that's part of what you were talking about with envy and with jealousy. You have the same kind of thing in this relational sort of thing. So what do we do about that? What do we do if we begin to sense this jealousy? Mm-hmm. In Galatians, Paul's talking to the people of Galatia, and he's talking about another kind of thing for them, but the solution that he gives them for their difficulty is one that will fit here.
Right.
And he says in Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 16, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." So what Paul identifies here for the Galatians, what's going on in their life. That's what's going on in the person who is envious. That's what's going on in the person who is jealous. They're going back to that old life that's characteristic of the flesh. Mm-hmm. They're giving. We're still human, so we still have, in a sense, that part of us. It's been made new, but as Paul's going to say here in a moment, that doesn't always stop us. Mm-hmm. And we play those cards rather than the ones that the Lord has given us.
Right,
and that's what jealousy can do. That's what envy can do. He says, but, and this is the part that corrects it, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. The jealousy, the envy have been nailed to the cross with Jesus. And he says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. And there's that word envy again. So it's what he's saying is, what has died with Christ on the cross, as we talk about in baptism, you die to the old life and be raised to new life. Is why resurrect it? Mm-hmm. Why give it back its life?
Right. Yeah.
And let it rule over your life, because that's not who you are. And then he goes one step further this is a necessary step we talked about last night a little bit of community. Mm-hmm. In Galatians 6:1, he says, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently." Mm-hmm. Who live by the Spirit, that means you have demonstrated a life of walking with the Spirit, of the fruit of the Spirit, and with gentleness, because that's one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, that's kind of the picture, is this sense of community.
Right.
And the necessity of that community for us to really be able to overcome those things within us that you're talking about, that are innocent, come out, and then maybe destroy relationships, but also maybe destroy our witness.
Mm, yeah.
So that we no longer have the same kind of witness
absolutely
to the Lord that we might have had.
Right.
And to His working in our lives. So what do we do then? We admit our jealousy.
Yeah.
We do that in community.
Mm-hmm.
The confession is mutual.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to do it.
Right.
And we do it with each other. But we admit it. You can't overcome a problem if you can't admit that the problem is there.
Right.
So that's the first step. And that kind of productive conversation helps us work through things, helps us process them, helps release the burden of them.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold them in, like you were saying, they become a burden and
right.
they just trigger other things, anger,
right.
guilt, shame, mm-hmm. all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
As you were talking about,
right.
it, that's just the way it works. And then as we go along, we actually challenge the thoughts of jealousy. Mm. This is a step I didn't understand until recently, but recently understanding this in terms of anything that might be something that we shouldn't be thinking, feeling,
right.
saying, or doing
mm-hmm.
is to challenge them, to say, this isn't right, Lord.
Right.
Yeah. This isn't what I want for me in my life.
Right.
And then surrender that thought to Him immediately
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is that... Maybe something we've done, maybe something we feel, think, and surrender it.
Right.
I've had trouble with jealousy in the past. I didn't always recognize it.
Mm.
And the Lord just kept bringing it up to me and painting pictures in my mind
mm.
of the actual incidents of where I was
right.
being jealous.
Yeah, sure, right.
And I'm going, whoa.
yeah, yeah, exactly, right, yeah.
And then admitting to it and say, Lord, I'm sorry, that was wrong. And surrendering it to Him.
Mm.
Now, that might have to happen many times.
Absolutely. Yep.
It's just like last night somebody was talking about learning to walk. And you learn to walk, you fall. You learn to walk,
yep.
you fall. You learn
right.
to walk, you fall.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't let the first fall stop you from keep walking and,
right.
and keep falling. As you get older, you walk and you fall. And you
yeah.
walk and you fall.
yeah.
Anyway, so you do that. You challenge your thoughts and you surrender them. You turn them over to the Lord. And you go to the Lord in Scripture, as we just did. And there you receive His words of love, grace and mercy,
right,
which are all essential. And
absolutely.
You hear those from the people of God, but you also need to hear from the Lord
right.
in His word. Reading the Psalms often
mm-hmm.
is a very good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Reading a lot of about Jesus and the Gospels and how He responded to people who had problems
right.
and did it in a positive way
mm-hmm.
and hearing Him say, you're no different from this person
yeah.
and I love you and
right.
care for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then commit to the positive values. And here Paul is saying the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm, mm-hmm.
The best way to deal with, sometimes what psychologists say, the best way to deal with bad habits, if they're something you're capable of dealing with,
right,
is simply to replace the bad habit with a good habit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the jealousy, you replace with the fruit of the Spirit. And
right.
you learn to walk in the Lord, walk in His Spirit, and exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. And then that will replace...
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so it might be forbearance, that's the fruit of the Spirit that you need to do. It might be kindness toward the person that is in the middle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Rather than lashing out at them
right.
and just making the relationship
mm-hmm.
worse and driving them back to whoever the
right.
other person might be.
Right.
It might be that. It's self-control,
mm-hmm.
being able, again, to process whatever it is you're feeling and to discuss it in a calm and
right.
rational way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what leads to, you know, stronger relationships.
Right.
So anyway, that's what I was kind of thinking
yeah,
about.
Absolutely.
And I know in any one sermon, and we've talked about this before, you can't say everything
yes,
that needs to be
right.
said.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we do this.
Yes.
We want to keep...
And this is just a slightly
going.
Different angle
absolutely.
To look at it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I like that. Would you say, and not that this is a comprehensive list, but in the list that's right before the fruits of the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that just kind of struck me that, well, these are kind of the fruits of the flesh, right?
Right.
The opposite
exactly.
of the fruits of the Spirit.
They are.
And I liked how you talked about, like, recognizing this isn't who I want to be, or this
mm-hmm.
is, and ultimately who God made me to be,
mm-hmm.
and saying, all right, so I'm going to put a different goal out there that I want to be more like this, and then I'm going to keep walking that way as I,
mm-hmm.
you know, go throughout my
mm-hmm.
day, and I might fall, and I might fail, I will, and but I like that recognizing of this isn't who I want to be, and that's,
yes.
I think the reading after some of the ancient people, introspection was more of a part of who they were, mm-hmm. where they'd go through the daily examine, right? Like, what happened today?
Yes.
And what was something that struck me today mm-hmm. that triggered something in me? Mm-hmm. What made me upset? What brought me joy? And going through my day mm-hmm. rather than just kind of living unintentionally. So I think that's an important step there as well, because we have to recognize it too.
Yeah, we do.
And that's so easy for us to do, is just to keep plowing through and look back and then say, oh, wow, I've gone a long way from where I wanted to be.
Right.
It's like that. We talked about that with one of these, the rowing of the boat, right?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, putting that goal out there. I don't want to be a jealous person.
Right.
And so how do I go in that direction every day and surrender these things?
And that's when the community, as I spoke of last night, becomes the mirror.
Right.
To hold up for you to see yourself the way you really are, not the way you think you are or mm-hmm. feel you are, or what you're kind of burying, hiding.
Right.
But to say, and to ask the important questions sometimes. If they know that I'm struggling with jealousy, then they will ask me questions.
Right.
Important questions, mm-hmm. not to trip me up or to judge me, but get me to think about what's happening and continue on the right track.
I think sometimes, too, when we share what's going on inside of us, we not only do we hear, oh, wow, that sounds bad, as we're saying it, right? And also see the reaction of the person sitting across and that mm-hmm. act of mm-hmm. speaking it, mm-hmm. Sometimes on the inside, it makes a lot more sense than when it comes out and we have to vocalize that.
Right.
And jealousy is one of those where it's, maybe this isn't, this isn't who I want to be.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
And maybe it's someone saying to us, now, this relationship is important to you, is it not? Yes.
Right.
Yes. It's very important. And you want to keep this relationship, right? And you want to be stronger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if what you're doing is actually hurting the relationship rather than helping it?
Right. Yeah.
And you go, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
And that becomes a positive motivation to move forward.
Right. Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jim.
Sure thing.
It's been great talking about jealousy. It's one of those ones that we all, it's so easy to just fall into jealousy and really maybe be jealous for a long time before we really, anger is easier to identify, you know.
Right.
We slam a door or something like that.
Right,
and but jealousy really hides, mm-hmm. and we can sometimes. When I've seen it in my own life, I think it's been, I don't really like that person, and I'm not super sure why. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's because they have a relationship with somebody that I wish I had, or you know, they get sometimes it like with Saul, they get praise from the people I wish I was getting praise from, or those things lying underneath and. And we talked about this before, that envy and jealousy kind of are similar. They come out in different ways, but we got to guard ourselves from all these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jim.
Sure
we'll see you guys Sunday as we deal with another problem inside of us. And hopefully you've been, you know, be able to identify these things inside of you. I know it's been hard for me as we've studied these things to make sure that I'm not actively, that's a real big thing for a pastor, is you're going to make sure you're not actively doing the thing you're preaching against. And we all fail and we all struggle, but it's a good process of us looking inside of us to see what God would have us change. And we love you guys so much. We'll see you Sunday.